Ooh. Time for the KSL In-Depth. Close the shutters. Bring in the cat. Strong wind is coming tonight for a good part of northern Utah. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning for an area roughly from Bountiful to Brigham City. It comes after crazy wind yesterday made a real mess in St. George. Our reporter, Brianna Bodley, just finished speaking with forecasters at the National Weather Service, and she's joining us live now. So, Brianna, what can we expect tonight?
Jeff, especially in those areas you mentioned, the farthest south end of Davis County, all the way up into the Brigham City area, we're going to see winds about 70 to 80 miles per hour. Now, of course, that's going to cause some problems on the freeway if you're headed north this weekend, but there are also problems farther south. Now, if you continue north of Brigham City, you'll still see some winds. It'll quiet down just a little bit, though, but you might still see a couple of problems on the freeway. Farther south, though, like along the Wasatch Front, we're going to see strong canyon winds. So even if you're not planning to head south, if you're going through Parley's Canyon this evening or farther south down into the very edge of Utah County, like in Provo Canyon, you're still going to see winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour this afternoon. And it's really fascinating why this is all coming in. Apparently, we have this high pressure system in Colorado, and it's pushing the air down over our mountains and sweeping through, like you said, mostly from Brigham City down to about Bountiful Centerville area, and then sweeping again through the canyons that we're going to see a very cool wind event. Not as cool, of course, if you have to drive tonight.
I recall this happening once before, maybe a couple of years ago, and seeing a trampoline flying across the highway in Ogden. So is this going to be a problem for drivers this afternoon, tonight?
You know, it will really depend on just how they cope. I was talking to the forecaster that I was speaking with. I was asking him, hey, do you guys give suggestions to Utah Highway Patrol to shut down the freeway? Because we see that happen every once in a while, especially with semis. And he was saying, no, we don't do that. We'll say this is probably the kind of winds we're going to see. And then you just have to wait and see if those winds really are bad and see if Utah Highway Patrol feels like the roads are dangerous at that point. So we might see some flying trampolines as far as major danger on the road. It isn't completely clear.
Now, it sounds like Salt Lake and the Tooele Valleys could be a bit breezy as well. What are your forecasters saying about that?
They said as you go farther, out in Tooele, it's not as bad. Now, the big mountains that separate Tooele County from Utah County, he said we're going to help just a little bit in that area. But there's definitely going to be some runoff wind in areas all surrounding the main area that we've been talking about, again, from about Bountiful, Centerville area up to Brigham City. There are going to be lesser winds kind of running off from that area. And I can tell you, I mean, just because you're not in the main path of this wind doesn't mean you aren't going to see problems. Just a couple of weeks ago, my dad lives out in Camas Valley, and his barn was completely picked up and blown over into the neighbor's yard. So,
Wizard of Oz stuff.
Just because you are in the pathway doesn't mean you shouldn't be careful. Absolutely.
I'm just curious. I've only been living here for 8 years. Does this wind out of the canyons have a name? Like, you know, there's the Santa Ana winds, the Chinook wind. Do we have a name for it?
I don't know of anything. Maybe we should start calling it the Jeff Kaplan winds.
You just call the wind Mariah.
Well, they call the wind Mariah.
Thanks a lot, Brianna Bodley, live on the KSL Newsline. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45.